I'm Bronson Tykert, speaking with Curtis Jackson from Georgia, proficiency winner of Forest Management and Products Entrepreneurship and Placement. Curtis, tell me a little bit about your project.
Well, I started off working for my granddad's logging company, and I developed from there, and I ended up working for another timber company as well, Hammerwich Timber, which is currently my main employment. I started it, and I started as an SAE, and I realized this is going pretty good, and I started to do a proficiency, and I said, man, I can get somewhere with this. And my first year doing it, I won my region, and I said, and the next year I came back even stronger in one state, and now I'm here now. It's exciting. What's the most exciting about it? This is my everyday life. This is what I do every day. This is what pays my bills. This is what I love. I wake up without an alarm clock because I love to do it so much. And if I can get this far by doing something in my everyday life, Lord knows what other opportunities there are for me. So I thank God for this. So, yeah, that's my proficiency.
Well, great. So how do you feel doing something you love, but then also being able to get an award for that on this big stage?
I feel blessed. And I feel like if I can just do this just by doing this, how many other opportunities do I got? There's probably so much stuff I have inside myself that I can do. And because this is just my everyday life. So what else is there for me? I'm the type of person where I achieve something, I want to achieve something else. I feel blessed. That's how I feel. I feel blessed.
Well, good. So tell me, was there someone in particular that really helped you throughout this whole process?
My granddad. My granddad was there for me from day one. He taught me how to be a man. He taught me all about the timber industry. He taught me how to run equipment. He's been my role model. He's guided me. He's been there for me. And if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be on that stage. I wouldn't have got this.
So what's the biggest lesson that you learned just in this project?
Hard work pays off. As long as you work hard, because I was doing it through school, and after school I go and work in the woods, and I had to try to manage time. But it's like the good Lord was telling me, it's going to pay off. Just keep working hard. And here I am now getting interviewed with you. So it's paid off. Hard work pays off.
So what are your future plans and goals?
My future plan is to go to ABAC for 4 years, get a degree in forestry, and come back and start logging for myself. Be a smaller log company and just stay local, because we log a ways from the house right now. But I can stay local and do it myself. Them are my future plans. Do it myself in the future.
And what role has the FFA organization played in your project and in this love that you have?
They provided me with the support, the opportunity, because they're an organization where you get an opportunity by doing something you love. My family's been logging for years, and if I'd have known this, and if they were probably would have known this years ago that you can get this far by joining FFA, then they probably would have did it too. So I thank them for the opportunity, the support. I thank them for my advisors. I thank them for everything. So.
Well, congratulations, Curtis. He is the proficiency winner of Forest Management and Products Entrepreneurship and Placement. This award is sponsored by John Deere. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tykert.